let us do keep the tensions with North Korea in our prayers and the leaders around the nations. War is never good. There's never good that comes from it. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we come before you this morning, let us confess our sin, the sin that we all share, for none are perfect, but are sinners saved by grace. Father, we all make mistakes, often thinking it's the right thing to do, but finding it is absent of the love, care, and compassion. Father, oftentimes we're misunderstood. Our motives are misunderstood. Our purpose is misunderstood. For Father, we never know how they may receive what we have to say, our actions. So, Father, we would pray today that your Holy Spirit work in us and in others as we share our love and travel this journey together, that we have patience with one another, love toward one another, understanding toward one another. Father, if we have these things, then we are less likely to hurt each other, though it may still happen. Maybe it would be easier then to forgive, to let go, and to move on. To continue our relationships, our friendships, and our journeys together. Father, we must also realize that none of us are in a place to condemn, for that is your job. For we stand in need of grace. And not we only, but others as well. Help us to know your love and grace for our lives and to share that same love and grace in the lives of others. Help us to remember, Lord, that other people who claim to be Christian are maybe in a different place on that journey, a different stage in that calling, a different place in their witness. And Father, let us also remember we never know what's going on in the lives of other people. We never know the struggles that they are facing. So let us help when we can, always willing to listen, without judging and without maybe even giving an answer, but to just be a sounding board. And Father, we've lifted many other needs here this morning. But they all come down to our trusting in you, our faith in you, our confidence in you, working in all of these things and situations, sickness and job insecurities and world peace. But Father, we are called to pray, and that we shall do. We pray for our church here, our calling, the message you have in our hearts to share. Father, we pray for other churches that profess and believe in Jesus Christ and proclaim the good news. We pray for our community, its leaders, the leaders of our state and our nation. And Father, we pray for the leaders around the world, and we would pray that the Holy Spirit enter their hearts and lives, that they would come to know Jesus, and that they would in turn know love, forgiveness, patience. Father, we know that it's a lot to ask for, but you are an awesome God. For you are a God of love and grace, loving the world so much that you sent Jesus, that none would perish. for the needs we've lifted here, silently there upon our hearts, and the needs of those who travel in our way, who face uncertainties, surgeries, grief, and loss. Hospitals, procedures, and tests, nursing homes, and even shut-in in their own homes. Father, let us lift them before you today. And now, may we join our hearts and our voices to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.